she's done pretty well for herself. One of the richest musicians today in the industry, Rihanna, featured here by Drake and What's My Name. Al Jarreau was there before, and Let's Pretend. She used to work with this guy who, you know, would come into my office. I had an Al Jarreau poster there, and it always haggled me. But why is it Al Jarreau when it's spelled Al Jarreau? Eventually, we call them Al Jarreau. Anyway, schools are opening tomorrow. I think it's, you know, good for us to be talking about the mindset of an achiever. You know, we are about to get into a new month, so I think we need new attitudes. Is it too late for you to be thinking about achieving anything in the second part of the year? So we figured we should go speak to Mayo Ferbi, who's a motivational speaker. Mayo, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing this
Fantastic.
Morning?
You sound like you're in a gym already.
No. You know what? I respect people that speak on radio early in the morning.
Thanks.
Because my voice is big, and I've been doing my voice exercises this morning, like la 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 la
la la la la.
But I'm definitely not in the gym. I'm in my office at home.
Beautiful. Yeah. Even better when we speak to somebody about the mindset of an achiever who's already on their way to achieving something for the day. The obvious question, I think, for regular folk like me, you know, who sometimes battle with motivation is, should I even be looking at achieving anything? I mean, it's October already. Should I not write off the year and say I'll start in the new year? Do people still want to achieve things at this time of the year?
Absolutely. It's an everyday quest. I think the way the human mind is designed, every single human being wants to do more, to be more, to be better. And this is something that is instinctive from the time that we're born. So it's never too late to start anything, never.
Let's talk about my mindset, you know. Mm-hmm. What sort of attitude should I have, you know, for me to become an achiever, regardless of where the year is?
Sorry, repeat your question.
We're focusing on the mindset now, and I was asking mm-hmm. about my attitude. What sort of attitude should I have if I want to be achieving things, regardless of where the year is or, you know, what day of the week it is?
Okay, so there's a few important things to keep in mind. And the first one is that everything begins with a thought. And as an achiever, to have the mindset of an achiever, you need to understand the importance that your thoughts play. So essentially, we become what we think about all day long, meaning that the mind has to be fixed on something. And an easier word to use is goals. You must have goals for yourself. You must have daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, yearly goals. So if somebody wants to start working on something right now, whatever that goal is, you need to start taking small, tangible actions each and every day towards that goal.
Let me challenge you on this. You are what you think about all mm-hmm. day. It seems to work a lot more when you're thinking about negativity, does it not? Or does it work when you think about positive stuff as well? Do those things actually manifest in your life?
Definitely. And negative thoughts are just as powerful as positive thoughts. And some researchers have gone as far to say that positive thoughts are more powerful. So in other words, if you think one positive thought, it's 10 times more powerful than one negative thought. But besides that, when you focus your mind on it, you have to emotionalize it. So the thought becomes more powerful when there's emotion attached to it. So let's say, for instance, you're thinking of studying to be, I don't know, a doctor. Let's say somebody who's listening says to themselves, I want to be a doctor. So instead of just thinking about it and seeing the pictures in your mind, it's about getting into
You know, how true is that?
Definitely. Again, it's unlimited in the sense that we're made up. I'm going to give you context so that I'm not just speaking on the surface and the listeners can have a deeper understanding of this.
Sure.
So human beings are primarily made of three parts. We're triune beings. So there's your spirit, there's your soul, and there's your body. Now, the body passes on. At some point, it begins. At some point, it ends, right? That's
sure.
pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the part of you that's infinite is your spirit. So it continues forever and ever, regardless of what religious belief you have. There's a transition that takes place at the moment when you pass on. So that part of you is the infinite part of you. And that infinite part of you is attached to the infinite intelligence that keeps all things alive, that sustains everything. Because there's an energy that goes through everything. That's what makes the sun come up every single morning? What holds the foundations of the earth together? Some people call it God, some people call it the universe, but that energy is eternal, and that's the energy that we're linked to as human beings, which leads to the expression that we are unlimited.
When we talk about the mindset of an achiever and we go back to the thought process, you know, obviously going back to what you said, that we are what we think about all the time. The difficult part is that while I'm listening to you now, I could be able to conjure up some great images and have great plans. The problem is getting into the habit of keeping the brain thinking in that way. Can you help us in that space?
Okay, so on average, a human being thinks 50,000 thoughts a day.
That's a lot.
Now, that's a lot of thinking. From the moment you wake up to the time that you go to bed, 50,000 on average. Some say it's a little bit more, others say it's a little bit less. So in order to keep your mind focused, this is where a goal becomes very important. So going back to my example of wanting to be a doctor, you need to consciously choose what you think about, and every thought that you can, as far as possible, it must be directed towards being a doctor. So let's suppose you're sitting on a bus, you're on your way to work, or you're at work, you're on your computer. At the back of your mind, it should be constantly playing that I am a doctor, I am a doctor, I am a doctor. And in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, he talks about this constant thinking in the form of a burning desire. So when you want to achieve something, you're going to become obsessed with it, right? It's going to be something that you think about constantly, constantly, to a point where you no longer have to actively choose to think that thought. So it's just about fighting with your mind in the beginning in a practical way, because you have the power to choose what thoughts you think about. But most people allow their minds to go wild. And the reason for that is because it's easier, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to be checking on their thoughts every single second? Think to yourself, what am I thinking about? Okay, stop. Let me think about this. It's much easier to just let your mind go wherever it wants to go. And then people tend to become one with what they're thinking, and they think that they have no control over their thoughts. But the consciousness in you that is aware that you're thinking, that is the real you. And that's the one that must rise up and say, hey, Ewena, stop thinking about that. Come back to thinking about this. And in the beginning, it's going to be difficult. But the more you do it, remember, we're creatures of habit.
Yeah.
The more you do it, the easier things become.
Mayo, the heart, though, can be such a traitor, that old muscle. Who should be in charge most of the time here? You know, because the heart will come into play, emotions will take over, and the thought process will just, you know, just go haywire.
So you think who should be in control?
Yeah, just confirm it for us. Who should be in control here, the mind or the heart?
It's the consciousness that's aware of the mind, and the consciousness that's aware of the heart. And the reason I say that is that human beings have absolute power when they're present. So when you're in the moment, to answer your question, what should be in control? Your presence should be in control. So in as much as you need to be thinking about your goals and so on, when you're in a particular place, you have to be there fully. And take time out of that when you're not in that particular environment to think about your goals and so on. So if you're sitting with your friends, don't be on your phone chatting on WhatsApp. Don't be thinking about how you need to tell this person off after they finish talking. Just sit there and be present. Because the infinite intelligence that's within you will always, the infinite intelligence that's always within you will always give you the next step that you need to take. Because many of us get caught up in thinking, but what's the right move? What if I say the wrong thing? There's no such thing as the right thing and the wrong thing. When you're present, the next step will always come in front of you. And a story that I love to use is, let's say you want to drive to Cape Town, for instance.
Yeah.
You can't see the whole road to Cape Town, right?
Yeah.
But you know that the first thing that you need to do is to get in your car. Mm-hmm. And the next thing, to get on the highway.
Yeah.
And then the road will gradually unfold itself before you. And so it is when we go about our day-to-day life. When we're present, the next step will always come, but we have to be in tune with ourselves in the moment.
the mindset of an achiever, be present among the requirements there. Thank you so much. You know, people like you make it so easy, and I know it's doable. I mean, I try a lot of these tricks when I jog, where, you know, you've got this app and you told the app that you want to run 10 kilometers, and 2 kilometers in, a voice comes in and says to you, what are you doing? Do you remember that burger that you left in the fridge? And you have to block the burger, think about your 10 kilometers, step by step, moment by moment, and don't let the heart betray, you know, the focus of the mind. But yeah.
Yeah, and just one more thing to say to that, sorry, in terms of practicalness on a day-to-day level.
Sure.
So the important thing is to take consistent action. So success and failure are not events. They're the result of consistent actions taken every single day. So when you're working towards your goal, disregard your thinking and your feeling, because they're going to be the ones that are standing there with a shambok trying to stop you. But you must do anyway, because your ability to take action, i.e. to jog, to get out into the street, it's independent of how you think and what you're feeling. You can get up, regardless of if you're feeling tired, sleepy, lazy, you can still get up and take action. And that's the attitude that you need to have, is that action brings results. Thoughts and feelings, yes, look at them, but don't let them drive you. Let it be your action that takes you forward.
So it's okay sometimes to ignore how you're feeling.
Absolutely, yes. Especially when it comes to achieving your goals, because your mind will always take the path of least resistance. And the reason for that is that your brain is designed to keep you alive. So anything that comes into your life that's not familiar, there will be red lights flashing in your mind, like, danger. Because it wants what we call the comfort zone. We're creatures of comfort. So when anything that comes along that challenges the way you've been doing things, that challenges your status quo, your brain will fight it until it gets to a point where, through consistent action, it now becomes used to it and it will do it without you even thinking. That's why the first few weeks to gym or any exercise plan, it's torture, right? It's hell on earth.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, what am I doing? But once your body gets into the swing of it, you'll be amazed. You'll just be waking up naturally on your own.
I'm going to ask them to get me a recording of this discussion, edit my voice out. I'm going to play this as a podcast when I jog. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. No problem.
Hope to chat to you soon.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And I really hope that your listeners are getting value from this, because
of course
there's
we are.
Impossible. All things are possible. You just have to believe.
That's
and begin
it.
The journey.
Mayo Febi, thank you so much.
All right, cool. Have a good day.
You too. That's where we're going to leave it. Motivational speaker. Real stuff. Real talk, you know? Believe, focus. At the beginning, it sounds like psychobabble. You know, it sounds like, what are they talking about? Yeah. Ignoring your thoughts. I've done it many a times where, you know, I'd driven, you know, to Pretoria back and forth. And in the morning I had some activity, but I needed to go jogging.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave the house, even though I don't really feel like I'm going to finish the 10 kilometers. But I'm just going to take it step by step. You see me struggling along the route. It's me fighting with my mind and my feelings. A lot of people do better. They go on and win comrades and stuff like that. Mm. Cross your fingers for me. Maybe I might just win that, comrades. A lot of money. Yeah. 6 minutes to 7. Good morning.
You are on DSTV channel 842.
Rustenburg 89.8. In tune with you.